Hello.
Hi, Diane. It's me.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi there. Sorry for disturbing while you're driving, but hope I didn't
Okay.
cause any problems. Just replying back, I think you spoke to Calvin and my colleagues about a
I
week
did,
or so
yes.
ago. Just wanted a bit of a catch up, really. Carl's not actually with us at the moment. He's off poorly at the moment, so just sort of catching up on things. And I couldn't see any notes, so I wasn't sure how far he'd gotten, Diane, whether he'd actually put you forward for a plan or whether you'd sent
I think
paperwork
it
through.
was supposed to be somebody ringing me today. I think I was supposed to have an appointment today, Thursday.
Ah, right,
This
okay.
morning, it was meant to be somebody ringing me. He's putting me
Right.
through for something.
Ah, right, okay. And have they contacted you as yet?
No.
Right, okay. Let's
But he
just
did
have a.
say it would be later on because I did say I wasn't home until 4 o'clock.
Ah, right, okay. I'll disappear then, because I'll chase that up. Just make sure there is a call booked for you.
Okay.
And it's FENTON. So let's just have a quick shuffle to see if I can bring it up. We like to double check things, so it's quite sad,
Double
really.
checking is.
Just make sure everything goes through. Okay, so there we go. If the machine would decide to go a little bit quicker. Because we have two systems, we put all the case files on. And when things are actually booked for an appointment, it actually then goes on a different system. Are you aware of what time they said?
No, he just said after 4 o'clock.
After 4 o'clock.
Yeah, he said, I'll put you one in for after 4 o'clock.
All right, okay. Why is this not coming up? All live. There we go. Right. Right, here we go. Yeah, call after 5 p.m. Thursday. That's
Oh, that's
it.
the time,
Yeah, that's it. We've got basically a lot of information has already come through. Apparently you like a wee flutter on the horses or the dogs or something. It says call after Thursday.
I did for a couple of months over the World Cup and a little bit before that, but
Yeah, well, it's one of
it's
them
not
things, isn't it?
good.
I mean, I'm not a
I don't
football
do that
fan,
anymore.
Diane. So, but I watch the World Cup religiously. Now, have you got a? Are you do you use online banking or?
Yes.
What they will need is a month clear of the gambling, so nothing at all shows. So if you
Yeah,
put
up to the
£20 on,
19th of June, yeah.
yeah,
Yeah,
so
it is
from.
the 19th of June.
Yeah, so it's got to be the period 19th of June to current
Today.
day. That's got to be blank in terms of
Yeah.
any sort of gambling. So if you can access the statement and get that through, then let's just have a look at the other client docs for you quickly. It's typical, whenever you want a computer to work fast, everything is uploaded. Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So all looks surreal.
Well, I've only got Carl's number to WhatsApp my stuff to.
That's absolutely fine. We have an office. Do you mean the 07486 number or Carl's own phone?
I don't know. It just says Carl on my phone. I don't actually know what the number is. Let me give it a check.
Right. Yeah. Our office mobile is 07486. That's how it starts off.
07486.
Yeah, 693348. That's the office mobile. So you can still use that by all means. That's because it's set up on your phone. So that's absolutely fine.
No, I think I've got Carl's.
Right. Okay. It probably won't answer it at this moment in time. But if you want to take the office mobile is 07486 six nine.
33348.
Yeah, 3348. That's the one. Okay, so looking very quickly at this, we seem to have everything there. No middle name, surname as being Holt. We've got your employment details in.
That's my maiden name, Miss Holt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, there's some bits and pieces missing. Are you finished work now, Diane, or are you in between things? Because
yeah,
it says van driver sales is what you do.
Yeah, still do it. Still there.
Okay, yeah. Well, if you can spare a few minutes, the employment side of things has actually been, we've got employed van driver sales, but there's no other details in there. Can you remember your national insurance number off by heart?
Yep, NH.
No, November Hotel, yeah.
Yep, 52.
52.
10.
10.
59.
59.
B.
B for Bravo, C for Charlie?
Yep.
B for
Bravo.
Yeah. Without fail, all the ladies that we deal with can always remember the NI number. Without fail, all the guys can't. It's amazing,
yeah.
Isn't it? Who do you actually work for, my love?
2U Food.
All right. Could you spell that, sorry?
It's the number 2.
Yeah.
And then a U.
A U.
And then food.
2U Food. So, 2U. Food. Okay. So let's just bring that up on. See if they've got a website. 2U Food. Because you're probably not sort of remember the address off by heart. Do you work for like sort of a local area or is it the
Rainford?
Yeah.
Rainford.
Yeah, I've got it then. Rainford Industrial Estate.
Rainford
Industrial Estate. Just copy this and then type it in. Two Sandwash Close. That's unusual.
That's the one. Yep.
Yeah. Close. Rainford, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
St Helens. The Rugby Club. WA118LY. Fantastic. That's that one done. So just pop that in. And you've been there, what, a couple of years, 2-3 years?
Well, I was there, started in January 2017, but I had 3 months off in the middle because I went for another job, but it was rubbish and I went back.
All right, yeah. So, yeah. Well, at the end of the day, if you don't ask who you don't try, you don't get, do you? So,
well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah,
you've
got
less hours and less travelling, but it was rubbish, so I went back.
Yeah, can't fault you. WA11. Oh, great. Got an ice cream van outside, but they don't come upstairs to the office. So we've got around 2 years, then that's fine. You're full time at this job, and it's a permanent position. Carl's got down that you want to retire at 65. So probably about right.
Whenever I can afford to, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you win the lottery this weekend, you're away.
Exactly.
As you're working for 2U Food then, do you think there's any sort of prospects for you? I mean, with you being there 2 years, office manager, getting off the road, doing that sort of thing? No?
No.
Okay. So I'll just save that. Let's have a look. Credits to search. Yeah, that's all okay. Has Carl gone through the different creditors that you've got on your credit file for you? Has he done that?
The debts that I've got?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got Vauxhall Finance on there.
He wasn't going to do that one because apparently it finishes next month.
Doesn't say on here, actually. You've got, well, according
it
to
pays,
the...
There's a payment going out in July.
Yeah.
It's gone out in July. It's going out in August, the beginning, and then September.
So you've got about sort of £300-ish per payment then, something like that.
I think there's £99 on this one, and then the next one's a £400 payment.
Ah, right, yeah. It shows a balance of 694. I can put a note on there just to say that that will be finished, because has it gone through your options for you? What have you...
No, we just said that it was because that one was going to be finished next month. The car's really not worth that much anyway.
Right, okay. Has he gone through your options in terms of dealing with the debt? Has he gone as far as that?
No.
Okay, no worries. We'll come back to that one then. I can put a note on there anyway. So we've got Vauxhall Finance. We've got the Lloyds Bank Mortgage, which shows obviously 40,000. That's not something that I'd be looking at. Equity in your property, though, has he spoken to you about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried to release any money from your mortgage?
No, because it's a bit mine and my son's.
Ah, right, so it's half shares in.
It's a joint one, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's a fair comment. So the other the unsecured debts, we've got British Gas, £62. We've got Freeman's Catalogue, which is £74. JD Williams at £207. £56. Virgin Media. We have...
That's been paid, that one, I think.
Right, okay. 5092 is a MBNA credit card. 5799, that's Barclay card.
There's more on that than that, I'm sure there is.
All right, well, this has come up on the credit search then. It was done sort of a couple of weeks ago. So it should be reasonably accurate. I mean, they do double check these anyway. It's basically getting the identifying the debt and obviously account numbers and stuff, and they'll check everything. Because sometimes this payment goes through, isn't there? So it comes down.
Yeah.
We've got Creation Finance, 7494, New Day Aqua, that's 8071, and then we've got British Gas, which is 36 quid. So you've got around 26891 then, that's the unsecured. Yeah. Now, Creation Financial Services, what did you buy there then? £7,500, that's...
It's a credit card.
Oh, right, okay. Because I know Creation also do finance for, you know, like Currys and PC World and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay.
No, it's a credit card.
Okay, that's fine. All righty, so that's good. Okay, let's check the income. So income we've got down as 1239.56.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty regular. You don't get any benefits then?
No.
No? Crikey. Okay. No benefits or anything like that then? Okay.
No.
This universal credit obviously didn't work as well as it could do then, could it?
No, it's rubbish. That was another reason why I went back for this job, because the other job was less hours, and I thought, well, they'll tap my money up, but they didn't. I wasn't entitled to anything.
No. There's so many people I speak to daily, and they say, I've been told that I've got £5 over. If I've got £5 less, I get the universal credit.
Oh, it's crazy. It's just, yeah.
Now, on the income and expenditure that we've got, it shows that you've got... obviously, you're making payments to your creditors. Carl would have gone through that. We've got £200 per month then, showing us, not spare money, but what you could put forward to a payment scheme. Has he gone through that with you? Has he checked that?
I think he said 160, but yeah, he said about 160.
Right, well, I can quickly go through it. We've got... at this moment in time, we've got essential expenditure is £355.90. So that's made up £105 of your portion of the mortgage. There's £91 is the council tax. £46.50 for gas and electric. That's each. Water is £44.
Yep.
And then we've got £12.50 is the tele license. £10.40 for other.
That's, a prescription charge thing that I have to pay for every month.
Ah, right. Is that for glasses or for...
No, it's for me, for my tablets.
Ah, right. Okay. I'll make sure there's a note on there. So £10.40. What's the medication for? Is it diabetes or something?
No. I had a gastric bypass about 9 years ago, and I've now got to stay on calcium and vitamin tablets and things like that.
Oh, crikey.
I have to get them every month. So, yeah.
That's pretty major, isn't it?
Yeah, very major.
Yeah.
I have to say on the Valise, it's cheaper to pay for them that way than it is to buy them individually.
Yeah, I understand. Got a mobile phone contract at £26.
Yeah.
Travelling, we've got car insurance is £39. Vehicle tax is a tenner, so that's pretty good. Fuel, £130 a month.
Yep.
Keep trying to put it up all the time, don't they? When you look how much a barrel of oil is, it makes your blood boil, doesn't it?
It does, really.
MOT in your service is £8. I mean, MOTs are like £35, aren't they? So
yeah.
They're not dear. My car blew up the other day, so it's only running on.
No.
Yeah. Instead of being four cylinders, it's now apparently only got two, so I've been riding it to work. At least I get fit. we've got food and milk at 320, so your normal grocery shopping is 320. And there's nothing filled in for things like cleaning, toiletries, laundry and everything. So is that everything is included in that 320 then? You know, stuff for yourself to wash, hair, that sort of thing. Stuff for cleaning clothes.
I don't know. Yeah, you just said, yeah.
Okay. You can separate it up. I mean, that £320 then is, that could be just your grocery shopping for the month. So that's all your food, bottles of milk, obviously, pop, whatever. That's all included in there. There are separate sections for things like hair washing, deodorant, that sort of stuff. There's separate sections if you like to buy a magazine every now and again. There's a separate section if you smoke. There's also, there's sections for clothing. There's also a section for doing your own cleaning. Some people live in the middle of a city, so they don't have access to any cleaning facilities, and it's as easy just to drop it off at a laundrette. So how would that work then? Let's make sure this is right, because we don't want to be recommending something for you and the payment is too high. It's got to be affordable. So,
Well, yeah.
I mean, do you agree? Water. Yeah, do you agree 320 is about right for your grocery shopping, though?
Yeah, about £60 a week, usually on groceries. Because I've got a dog as well, I feed the dog, like, you know.
Ah, right, yeah.
Included.
So, yeah.
Not the sheets very much.
Yeah. So you would think you probably spend, did you say 65 a week?
Yeah, about £60 a week, 65 a week on shopping, usually.
Right. So if we 65 times 52 divided by 12... then that's about 280, so that's not quite right. So we'll just alter that, make sure it's spot on. What do you think you might spend on shampoo, deodorant, and things like that?
I usually have deodorant and washing powder. Last me a couple of weeks.
I mean, laundry and wash powder is different, but yeah, this is just for yourself
just personally. Shampoo and
toiletries, you call it.
Yeah, not much really, about a fiver maybe a week or something like that.
Yeah. That's okay. So do it per month, 5 times 52 divided by 12, so that's about £20. I'll call it 21. Okay. Do you have a newspaper subscription, magazine subscription? No.
No.
All the stuff's online now, isn't it? So
I don't get time to read it.
Well, yeah, for sure, yeah. Do you smoke at all, did you say?
No.
Good for you. What about laundry and dry cleaning then? Lots of people I speak to, they seem to buy one of these massive great big boxes of detergent last year, month. Are you the same?
Yeah.
What do you
have the liquid stuff that lasts me about a month, but it's a big bottle.
Yeah, these liquid tab things.
Yeah.
What do you think that cost you, roughly?
They're about £9, aren't they, for a big one?
Something like that. They seem to hover around
quid, yeah.
Yeah, between sort of 8 and 11 quid sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, now, in the job that you do, then, you must be wearing our shoe leather at a fair rate and all. So this section is all about clothing and footwear.
Right, okay.
So if you had to break it down, I mean, do they supply you a uniform when you're driving about? Or?
Just my shirt.
Right, okay.
I have to buy my own pants and shoes.
I said they'd complain if you turned up just in the shirt, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly.
So what do you think you spend per month then, if you had to break it down? Do you like buy one outfit a year, two outfits a year?
Well, usually pants for work. I've got two pairs of pants usually on the go at once. So when they last about 3 or 4 months and then I have to get another couple of pairs.
Yeah. So what would you say? I mean,
£8 a pair of pants. Yeah, so it's about £15 for two pairs of pants.
Yeah,
lasts me about 3 months.
So we're talking probably about £5-ish there then. What about shoes and stuff like that?
Well, I had to buy proper walking shoes, which cost me about £40 at the time.
Yeah,
And they last me about 6 months, I'd say. I've had 6 months out of these ones, and they're getting a bit thin.
So 80 divided by 12. So that's about £6. So we're probably looking at around sort of 25-ish a month then, if you had to break it down. Because there's obviously things, there's other stuff. It's not just work related. It's just, you've obviously got to buy, other things and stuff to go out in and stuff like that. So would you say, let's have a look, times 12. Over the course of a year, then, would you say with work as well, based on your figures, that's going to be sort of 350, 360 over the year? Yeah? Okay. So we're looking at around £30-ish a month then. Okay. Nappies, baby food, no. Now, you mentioned you got a pet. Did you say you got a dog? Yeah. What sort of food do you feed that on? Is it like
She has dry food in the morning and she has sachets at night time.
So a bag of that dried food, what's that? Is that going to last you the full month? We used
No,
to buy.
but that's about a fortnight, 3 weeks maybe.
Yeah, we had a German Shepherd and we used to buy the big bag for that. Last a bit longer. So again, per month, what do you think? Is it like £3 or £4 a bag or something like
It's
that?
about £4 for a box of stuff.
Yeah.
And then about a fiver for the sachets. That's
Yeah.
about £8 or £9 a month.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that you can think of? Just household stuff. I mean, I don't know.
No, not really.
You have to like buy special stuff for your dog to sleep on or whatever,
No,
like a sleeping bag
no.
or.
She's got her own. Yeah,
Yeah.
she's got her own
Okay.
bed.
Okay.
No.
We've got £24 down, cable and satellite. Is that about right? That for your internet and stuff?
Yeah, that's for me. Yeah, me telly, that is. That's for Virgin. For me telly, £24.
Yeah,
And
that's
me
fine then.
broadband, and that's the one. Broadband and line rental, isn't it?
Yeah. So we've got £9.50, that's dentistry, glasses, either of those. We've got £25, that's for hairdressing. That's over a month. £24 is your cable, satellite, and the interweb. We've got TV, video, that's 45. Yeah?
That's gone down to 22 now. I talked to him last week.
All right, okay.
Yeah, trying to get him to lower it because I was paying for things I was not even watching.
Yeah, no,
So it's gone
that's
down
good
to
to know.
£22 a month
Yeah, okay.
from 45, so that's good.
There's nothing in for school meals, but I've not
No, we
looked at
don't,
the
no.
no.
Don't have that.
I've not looked at the first section, which is where if you've got any dependents or not. So, do you have children?
They're all grown
No.
up now.
Right, to the left. Okay. Any hobbies, leisure, or sports? So, like, if the weekend, if you're not working the weekend, do you go out for a drink, or do you go out for a meal with friends, or anything of that
Sometimes,
nature?
not very often, but sometimes go out for a meal, depending what's going on.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you go out like for an Indian or a Chinese or something, that sort
Yeah,
of thing?
yeah.
What do you think that would be? Obviously, it's not going to be like sort of 2 or 3 times a month, but do you go out once a month, would you say?
Yeah, once a month that was about,
Typically, what would be your share of the bill then?
Probably about £12 if we go to the Chinese or something like that.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. At the end of the day, we've got to get this as accurate as possible. It's never going to be down to the penny. That's why we have a bank statement, because you might say, well, it's £24 for cable and satellite. It's actually 26 or something like that, you know. Okay. Any other bills that you might have? So when you're driving to work and everything, do you have to pay for parking or anything like that?
No,
No.
no.
Okay. Nothing crazy like you've got a pen friend who lives in Switzerland and you're writing to him all the time. So you're paying out
No,
loads of mail. No. Okay.
no.
Do you put money away for holidays and stuff?
I haven't had any money to put away. No, there's, I have a credit union,
All right.
but there's a debt on it actually. There's a loan on it, and he was Carl was trying to get in touch with him because they only open in the daytime, and then on a Friday night from 5 till 7.
Right,
And they've
okay.
got me book. I haven't even got a copy of my book yet because they took it off me a couple of weeks ago because I was telling them I was struggling, like, and they wanted to try and get me some way of paying it back a bit cheaper.
All right, credit union. Do you know
Yeah.
the what which credit union is it?
Yeah, NEWCU.
NEWCU. Any ideas what's outstanding on that?
£900, I think it is, about £900.
Okay. All right.
There's savings in the book as well, because you know obviously you have to have savings before you can borrow anything. So I've got savings in there anyway, but there's I can't touch the savings until the loan's borrowed off.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll flip back to that in a second then. So, anything else at all that you can think that you spend out on? For example, meals at work. Do you take a pack up or do you just?
No, I take a pack lunch.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Anything at all that you can think of?
No, I don't think so. I think we've covered most of it. I think, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, have a think on anyway in the meantime. But if there's anything at all, I mean, obviously, when we get that new bank statement come through, we'll see if there's anything on there and say, oh, yeah, you forgot about that. Oh, crikey, yeah, it can go on here. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So let's flip back to the creditors then. And this is NEWCU.
Yeah.
Let's see if that's anywhere on here then. I didn't see it. But you told Carl about this before.
Yeah, he tried to ring them because they were shut. They were only open in the mornings from 10. Mm. I think it's 10 till 12. I don't usually get there because I'm working. But then it opens in the afternoon on a Friday from 5 till 7. And he was trying to get in touch with them.
Yeah, we need to, obviously. Well, the thing with these credit unions, they're frequently quite small affairs. Sort of lend it to peers. So, credit union. Okay, let's have a look at that. NEW. Come on, why is it not bringing it up? There we go. Oh. Northeast Warrington Credit Union.
That's
is that the one? That's
yep.
The baby. Okay. Yeah, it's closed now.
Yeah, it only opens, I think, Fridays, the afternoon one, from 5 till 7. Any time I can ever get there.
Yeah, it's open at 10 o'clock tomorrow, it says on the website.
In the morning, yeah, I think it's just 10 till 12 in the morning, I think. I've not been in the day, obviously, because I'm working, so I don't really get that. But I think
that's going to be an awkward one to sort out, isn't it? What we can do with that, what we would normally look at doing is phoning them up as a three-way. So I speak to you first, you're on the phone. I would then give Northeast Warrington a call and say, yeah, I've got one of your clients on the phone. Could you just confirm the outstanding balance, please? And could you confirm the account number, please? You're on the phone, obviously, to validate everything, job done. However, if they're only open when you're busy driving around, that's going to be an issue. Are you able at all to give them a call perhaps on a break tomorrow and request that they email across a document confirming the outstanding balance?
I don't have a break from 10 till 12 anyway.
Ah, right, okay.
The only time I could go in after work tomorrow, between 5 and 7, I can get in there because I'm obviously home.
Yeah.
But I don't get a break at work between 10 and 12. I get a break between 9 and 1, really. So.
Right, okay. Because, the opening times are not ever so clear, are they?
No.
See if I can find anything else. Oh, here we go. They're open between 10 and 12 and between 5 and 7.
On a Friday, yeah.
On a Friday. So I could give you a bell around about 5 o'clock and we could try for the three-way then. Yeah?
Right, okay. Yeah,
yeah, shall we have a date on that? Lovely. Yeah. Okay. So let's just go back to that. Okay, so I'll not add it as yet then, but
right.
We'll obviously, once we get the correct figure, we'll add that in. Okay.
Right, okay, yeah.
So we've got personal details, we've got all of that. Let me make a note then. And regarding the finance then, let's have a look. So your car finance runs out basically
two,
in the
two,
next couple of
two
months.
Payments, yeah. There's one due on the 2nd of August, and then the September one's like the final balance, which is about
reference
four ninety or something like that.
Finance. So July's payment's gone.
Yep.
Payment has gone. 1 further payment in August.
Yep.
And is that the final balance then, or is the September one is
that?
No,
I don't actually know. I think the September one is the last one. I bought it in September, so I'm assuming the 2nd of September will be the last payment.
Yeah. Well, normally it happens with car finance. So say you pick the car up in January, you've gone into the dealership, signed all the stuff with the salesman, you've signed the finance document, say 1st of January 2018. Your payments do not start till the 1st of Feb. It's always a month in arrears. So if you pick the car up in August, for sure, you'll finish paying in September. I'll put down that that's gone. 1 further in August. And then it'll be the option to purchase fee is your last one. Option to purchase. Car finance is weird. You can have the car for like 4 years, but unless you make that 49th payment, technically it's not yours.
Yeah.
They build in that little thing at the end. Option to purchase fee is September. But, you know, why would you not make the payment? You like the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I put that note on for you. Okay, is there any other notes that you think that is valid and you need to sort of bring to my attention?
No, I don't think so.
No, excellent. Yeah. Okay, all the documents are all greened out, so we've got all the documents we'll need, except obviously when you send that new bank statement through, I'll get that uploaded on so that one's there. We can double check the payments. Now, did you say that Carl had gone through your options at all? Did he go through that?
With
regard to what solutions you can have? Did you say, you could have this, you can have this, you can have this? Which of these is the one that makes most sense? Has he gone through that?
Yeah, he said it was the IBA that made most sense. Well,
okay.
We agreed to that one.
Yeah, you're happy with that.
That made more sense, yes.
Yeah. Well, on your expenditure now, because it was £200, but because we've gone through it and we've just made sure it's 100% right, it comes out at £181.16. So for round figures, we can have a little play with that and just... like sort of make it £180, so it's an easily rememberable figure. However, I point out to you, once we get your statement come through, there's bound to be something that's a little dearer, a little bit cheaper, or whatever. Is it okay just to alter it in line with your statement? And then when I ring you again, obviously at 5 o'clock, and we do the three-way, I can then say, well, look, here you go. This is the number that we've got now. This was out. Make sure you're happy with it. And then we've got a confirmed payment. At this moment in time, until we get that bank statement, then you're looking at £180, which do you think is a sustainable payment towards your IVA?
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's probably a damn sight less than you're paying to your debts anyway.
Lot less.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want to pay the other at the minute.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, the nice thing is if it's accepted, they'll have a meeting of creditors. What will happen is that once they've accepted everything, that will then go ahead. Immediately they set up the paperwork and things like that, and you've had the nod from them to say, meeting of creditors, all went well, everyone voted. It's all yes. I mean, there's nobody on the on this that says no by the looks of things, so it should go through. And away you go. You'll start making your payments. When do you actually get paid per month? Is it like so the last
day of the month?
Literally the last day of the month.
Last day of the month.
When have you set all your direct debits up for?
The beginning of the month, usually.
Yeah. So.
Two that go out. My mortgage goes out on the 20th, which.
Yeah, feeling massively confident then if this goes through, you'd obviously want your payments to start like in that first week, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Back and out of that in first week. Okay, cracking. So we'll go for 5 o'clock then tomorrow just to get this all, last one.
New coup thing, yep.
Yeah, to make sure that these jokers are still open and to get that final figure. Because the thing with an IVA, everything goes into it. Did Carl explain that to you?
Yes.
Yeah, Okay.
He said something about the other thing what he was on about was the car wouldn't be or something, he said, because of it being so short.
No, that I mean, a lot of the time we'll speak to people who want an IVA, they've got 5 years in the IVA, but they might have 4 years worth of car finance because they've literally just bought a car and they're struggling. What it means is that once that car has been paid off in the last year of the IVA, what would have gone towards the car will actually go towards the IVA. It's spare money, you're not paying for the car anymore. But there's other considerations as well. If the car's really dear, then you know you might have to get rid of the car if you're paying £300 a month. You know, if you've got debts, you can't have a nice flash BMW.
No, not really.
It doesn't sit very well.
Wish. Yeah.
So yeah, that's fine then. We've got all of that. Brilliant. Yeah.
I'll take a copy of this and send this over.
Yes, please. That looks to be everything. I'll spend a bit of time this evening just to double check everything, make sure we've got notes all over the place and whatever, just to make sure we're good to go. And then I'll give you a call, not bang on 5 o'clock, because you've got to get in the door, haven't you? But do you finish at 5 on the Friday or 4:30 on
four.
The Friday?
Four.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm usually home by about 4:15, 4:15 anyway. So,
all right. Yeah. Well, if there's anything else, I'll obviously give you a ring slightly before, and then we'll get that call put through to the credit union. Things like the credit union, if they accept a payment offer, then you'll not be using them for credit anymore. Okay.
Right.
So things like that. If you go into an IVA, things like your credit cards, you will lose the use of them while you're in the IVA.
Yeah. Those things, then I won't be able to use them because I'm terrible. I can't manage, and I seem to use one to pay the other one, and it's just ridiculously out of control.
To be fair, it's the highway to hell, isn't it? Because
it really is.
It's like an overdraft. If you get paid £2,000 a month and you've got a £500 overdraft, you've actually got £1,500, haven't you? And it's the same thing with the credit cards. But if you're okay with that, because you will lose the use of them, obviously they'll get frozen, whether or not you elect to start them up again. But the rates are going to be so different in 60 months' time. You're going to be able to get a better deal, etc. Once you come out of the IVA, did Carl explain to you that you know your credit file is effectively wiped? So any CCJs, defaults, late payments, all of that history.
Is that after 6 years?
Yeah, no. It's a 60-month agreement.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, they may ask is obviously, have you been able to release any equity from your property? So they might say, well, okay, because you've got a property. Currently, you're not able to release anything at this moment in time. But you know, in X, Y, Z, you may be able to. But at the end of the day, I'm not an insolvency practitioner, so let them have a look at it. Let them give us the advice and say, right, this is the way forward. This is what will happen. So at all times, they try and protect your assets. Obviously, with bankruptcies, we know they like to strip at assets. When you come out of it, the other end, you're in a better position. Yeah, you haven't got the defaults and things like that.
That's good.
Is there anything at all you wanted to ask before I disappear and we'll ring tomorrow?
No, Carl said something about getting a letter from his son that he's all right with it, about them, because obviously we share the house, we share the mortgage, we share everything.
So
he's written me a little letter to say that, you know, it doesn't, you know, he's fair enough that if I'm going to an IVA, if I need to have one, like, you know.
Do
you want me to send that over as well?
I would, yes. Before it comes across, though, has he put down his name, his address?
Yeah, he's put his name and address on it.
And he signed it and everything as well.
He signed it at the bottom and just said that he authorises me to be entered into an IVA.
Yeah, that's grand. Yeah, we'll have that as well.
We have financially associated records because of the mortgage.
Yeah. No, we'll have that as well. I mean, that I would have probably left until it had gone across and the IP had looked at it, because the wording might need to be changed or whatever. But I think if you've just read that out, that pretty much ticks all the boxes. So, yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be perfect. I'll give you a bell sort of 5 o'clock-ish.
5 o'clock tomorrow.
Let's get these guys on the phone.
Okay.
All right, that's
Thank
brilliant.
you so much.
All right, no worries. Cheers,
Diane.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.